702 Travel. We're talking travel, not necessarily where to go, because we South Africans sitting with our passports dreaming of an international trip are freaking out every time the news come out that we've been banned from a new country because of this new variant that has been discovered. But today we're talking tips for international travel with babies. And we've got Gabby Brondani who joins us. Gabby, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming through. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm a mom myself, but when I travel and I get on a plane, I always look at the babies and toddlers and think, can I not be sitting next to them?
So I think for any, especially any new parent traveling with an infant, it seems incredibly daunting, but there are some very handy tips to at least make the experience a little less stressful and a little more pleasant as much as it can be. So one of the first tips, some of these tips are specifically for international travel, but some of them are also really handy for local travel, for new parents traveling with newborn babies. So the first tip would be to, and the, probably the most important tip, is to check in with your doctor. So for babies under a year old, there are, of course, health checks that frequently need to be done. The babies need to be kept up to date with their vaccinations and their weight curve follow-ups. So it's very important to verify with your pediatrician that the baby and you are okay to travel. So just chatting to them to make sure, letting them know where you are intending to travel, whether it's locally, short haul or long term overseas, just to chat to your doctor to make sure you get the green light from that perspective. Another handy tip is to choose your destination wisely, again, suitable for local travel or international travel. So a good tip is to stick to warmer temperatures, just because there are minimal clothes needed, just the usual sunblock and your lotion. If you do opt for colder climates, maybe you're planning on a snow holiday or somewhere in Europe or somewhere during winter, you would need to pack appropriate clothing or check online for shopping or renting opportunities for maybe a little bit more thicker padded clothes for baby. You also would need to factor in any time differences. So when your little one is younger than 3 months, they can't really tell the difference between night and day. So from 4 months, they are generally a little bit more aware and will need a bit of adaptation. But each baby is, of course, different. Some can nap anywhere, anytime. Others need specific rituals and time. So as a parent, you'll know what works best for your child and just to plan around that.
And I think that's a biggie, because they get to a stage where they can also be a little bit irritable and grumpy, and for you to make sure you have the right things with you on the flight to accommodate those moments.
Shane, yes, absolutely. So that also talks to another very valuable tip, is that if you are traveling with a baby from 3 months old, where they do start differentiating between night and day, picking a nighttime flight, particularly if you are traveling overseas, is probably the better option. Just because from 4 months onwards, they do tend to, or most of the time, babies sleep for most of the night. Obviously, each baby is different. It is also highly advisable to either breastfeed or bottle feed during takeoffs and landings, just to try and limit the impact on the baby's sinuses and their ears due to the fast altitude changes. Now, a very, very cute tip, sort of following on from this one. Some parents who travel on flights swear by this tip, in that during flights, they prepare a little bit of a gift bag to hand out to the passengers surrounding them. It contains very practical things like earplugs, sweets, and sometimes even just a little note that says, "Hi, my name is ABC. I am 1, 2, 3 months old. This is my first flight. I'm really going to try and be on my best behavior, but my parents and I really apologize already for any inconvenience in case I have any trouble adapting to the pressurized environments of the cabin."
You are so kind to even think of doing that. Because if you think about it realistically, much as I would say one dreads sitting next to children or in front of children or babies or toddlers or whatever the case may be, I always think to myself, if I'm agitated, I can't even imagine how agitated and stressed the parent is. So for you to even say, to send something to people, it's like, actually, guys, this person's going through so much. They're probably trying to lug around a pram and a million other things. You know, it's okay. It's not that deep.
That's it, because as you say, it's very stressful for the parents. It's probably just as stressful for the babies and just as stressful for the passengers surrounding it. So something just as small as a little bit of a, we anticipate there might be a little bit of challenges during the flight. Please bear with us. We're going to do the best that we can. It does go a long way just to sort of ease any possible additional stress throughout the flight.
And then picking resorts that are baby friendly.
Yeah, so this is a big one, especially if when planning international travel. So considering establishments or hotels and resorts that have professional caretakers that can attend to your baby's needs to ensure they have a great time with you or without you. So there are all-inclusive resorts. Club Med is one very well-known example where you don't actually have to travel with your bulky baby gear. So with that specific all-inclusive resort, you've got your baby bed, your changing mattress, you've got bottle warmers, you've got access to veggie purees, which would be processed or homemade. They've got strollers you can use, high chairs, which are available 24/7. And there are also select baby kids clubs for children from as young as 4 months older at certain resorts up until 17 years old. So picking a place to stay is also quite important.
And I think these tips are super, super handy and absolutely awesome. Night flight being better, picking resorts that are baby friendly, making sure that you choose your destination wisely, preparing your baby for a long haul trip, and of course, checking in with the doctor. Gabby Brondani, thank you so much for chatting to us in our travel feature today.